sees racing through a different set of goggles. With his unique look at the great game, it's time for Beer and Skittles with Mitchell Beer.
Mitchell Beer, hello to you.
Good morning, Holly.
I can hear the truck there just in the background. Yeah, halfway to Wangaratta from Albury.
No, that's just how old my car is, mate. Yeah. Not even in the horse truck. We're on route.
Yes.
I tell you what, it feels good. I couldn't tell you the last time I've been on course on a track in Victoria. So it's good to be back, you know, without going over the board, without fear of being hauled over the stone. So, no, it's very, very exciting to be back on track.
Now, we might start off with the beer of the week votes, or the beer of the year, but with the votes for the last week. So the 3, 2, and 1. So where do we start this week, Mitchell?
Well, we start with Barry the Baptist. Got to get a point because you'd love to own him. You'd love to train him. You'd love to be involved with him. He's just a marvel, and he's been a while between drinks, but he stuck his head out on the weekend and got back in the winner's stall. So we've got to give Baz a vote.
Barry the Baptist, wouldn't you, as you just pointed out, wouldn't you just love Barry in your stable?
Oh, mate, I'd love one half as good as Barry. Yeah. You know, I think it was his 8th win, I think. Something like he's had 50 starts and running the first three about 26, 28 times or something.
Correct.
So, you know, he's not a horse that they've gone and paid $1 million for. He's just a good, honest country cup horse, and we'd all love one. So good on him, and well done to the connections. They've stuck by him. I think he's getting on a bit. He hasn't won for a while, but obviously still going good at home, and it was great to see him salute again.
Bush legend. What about 2 votes?
I was absolutely rapt to see the Highweight Jockeys on front and centre stage on Friday night at Moonee Valley, and Lee Horner in particular. But I think the Highweight racing, especially with it coming to town in those long distance races, is an absolute credit. They're such a talented bunch of jockeys, and often weight is the only reason why they're, you know, set back from riding in your day-to-day races and your better races. So, you know, they're a great part of the industry. They're such an important part of the industry, and I think it's terrific that we're showcasing them. And, you know, all roads are leading towards a Jericho, but I think the Highweight racing goes very under the radar, and I think it was pretty to watch on Friday night.
So you think we should have more of those races on the calendar?
Most definitely. I think you know, when you look at from a participant point of view, though, those Highweight jockeys, you know, they ride through that jump season. Then, you know, it's hard to just pick up another job or fill in that void throughout the rest of the season. And they are very, very important members of the industry, whether they're breaking in horses or you know, track work riders. You have a look at someone like Tom Ryan, who's got a bloodstock role with Lindsay Park. So, you know, the more that we can make their job consistent and the funds flow in throughout all times of the year is extremely important. And I think we're continuing to do that because they're good riders. And with all the spike in international sort of horses coming over here, we have so many more horses to fill these races over these sort of distances. And I think they both complement each other.
Oh, that's a very good point. I like the way you're thinking there. And what about the 3 votes this weekend?
They nearly scored some points over the carnival, but they sealed it on Saturday. Richard and Chantel Jolly. I don't know their strike rate with bringing horses over to Melbourne, but they don't miss much.
No.
And, you know, the horse that won the Apache Classic on Saturday, I think it was a $12,000 purchase from the Adelaide sales. I think their judgment of bringing the horses to Melbourne is absolutely unreal. And I'm sure the punters have cottoned onto that as well. But it was fantastic to see him pull off another one on Saturday.
And it was a terrific effort too, because he looked in a little bit of trouble and Craig Williams couldn't see, but eventually he got there in the concluding stages. And it was a terrific race. I was cheering for Sir Callahad there for Gavin Bedgecourt, the local trainer there, and it was heavily supported and it did look the winner at one stage.
Yeah, definitely. And I think I think that whole meeting has just gone to another level as well. And you know, I know it's been touched on a lot, you know, leading in and coming out, but that's come a long way in a short amount of time, that meeting. And it's terrific to see. Cranbourne Cup was a terrific race. So it was exciting. You know, you and I both love, seeing prize money leave the metropolitan sort of areas and go to the country. Robbie Griffiths, you know, winning his hometown cup was a phenomenal result, and it was a great day of racing. You know, didn't let the weather beat them and the track beat them. It was terrific to watch all day.
It was desolation we're talking about, of course, for Richard and Chantal Jolly. But I was reading an article there. I think Neil Bainbridge was quoted as well, as that Cranbourne, it's classified as under the Country Racing Victoria banner, but it's not really in the country anymore, Cranbourne.
No, and I think, you know, it's. In New South Wales here, we have three different sections. We have metropolitan, provincial, and then country. And I think with Victoria only having metropolitan and then country, I think it might even be time to review that, because you do have more provincial tracks and then your country tracks. And you look at the likes of Pakenham and Geelong and Bendigo. They're more your provincial sort of racing, and then you get out to the country. So I agree. You know, Cranbourne is becoming more metropolitan. It's on the doorstep of Melbourne now, and I think that was reflected certainly in the fields on Saturday.
Yeah, and you've got some of the biggest trainers in the game now. It's the biggest training complex in the country, Cranbourne. You've got Maren Eustace moving there, Mick Price. You've got the Griffiths de Kock team, Busserton and Young, Julius Sandu, I'm probably missing a few, Greg Urell. So they've got some of the biggest names in the country.
They've got some serious horsepower.
Yeah, EJ. It's been
and then, you know, Cranbourne to Pakenham, you know, is a very, very short distance. So within that short area now is an absolute training mecca.
Yep, 110%. We haven't got a Wattha. Have we got a Wattha this week? Because our unsung hero, we're going to go through your runners at Wangaratta as you head there today. Because it's a little bit hard interviewing someone when you've got so much on your mind regarding some key chances there at the Wangaratta meeting.
We're hoping one of my forerunners could be the unsung hero today. The track's drying up. It's gone to a 7. It's been hit pretty hard by scratchings today. I think everyone thought it'd be a lot worse than that, but that's fine. And we're en route because we've got a runner in the first.
And don't you love it? Just on the country roads again with Mitchell Beer, you can see the big semis going past you on the road there. What road do you take from Albury to Wangaratta?
Straight down the Hume. We're only 45, 50 minutes to Wangaratta, so it's a lovely local track for us. But, as I sort of said before, I honestly can't remember the last time I was allowed to go to the races in Victoria. It's exciting to get back. You know, I grew up going to the race in Victoria for my whole life, and you sort of miss the people that you run into and catch up with, and especially training up here now, there's a lot of faces we don't get to see. So, I'm probably overexcited to be going to Wangaratta on a Tuesday afternoon, but a winner would just top it off nicely.
What about Squincito? It's a filly having her second race start. She's at $11, but Sino Witness is the $1.20 favourite for the Lindsay Park team.
Yeah, she's a nice filly. I took her to Colruyer first start, and she was travelling nicely until about the 600, and then she copped a little bit of tightening and balked and then nearly hit the inside rail and was almost eased out of the race and then got going again. So I think you can put a line through her first start. Out to the 1400 today on a drying track, I think her form, you know, her first start looks a lot worse than what it was, and she can improve greatly off the back of it.
Jack Dickens wanted me to ask you about the chances of medal. No trials, first up for your stable from New Zealand. It's a $2.90 favourite at the moment. Nugent takes the ride. What can you tell us about this Kiwi?
Yeah, quite a nice horse sent over from Waikato Stud. He was quite an expensive purchase and just struggled to get going there in New Zealand. He came over in terrific order from Jamie Richards' stable, and they just thought, you know, a bit of a change of environment coming over here and trying to maximise on some of the sort of three-year-old prize money. He came over very fit and very forward. He hadn't raced long before he had the flight over, so he hasn't had a jump out or anything. He's just had a good couple of gallops at home, and I'm sort of just taking him on trust a little bit from where he was in New Zealand. But certainly on his gallops with me, I think he should be taking care of a 1,400-metre maiden quite easily. But he does have good fitness improvement to come. He's a sort of a month between runs, so I'm happier that the track's drying, but I think he should be pretty hard to beat.
So we're betting?
Yes.
Yes. All right, then. Geez, Jamie Richards, you're going to make him look second rate, are you, these days, getting horses off the great man?
I'm sure he'd be biting his nails watching the 1,400-metre maiden at Wangaratta after running... After training the first four in the 1,000 guineas on the weekend, he'd be quivering.
He listens to this show religiously, Jamie, so he'd be listening right now. Race three, number 11, Gracious Gracie. What can you tell us there?
Well, she was in the same race as Squisito, and when it decided to balk at the rail and knuckle, it dragged Gracious Gracie back to last. And she got out and flew home and ran third. So it was a great maiden for Mitch Beer Racing, I can assure you. Everything went downhill pretty quickly. So ready for the mile. She's trained on really well, been crying out for 1,600. And wide barriers today, I think, aren't going to be a massive issue. They'll find themselves sort of midfield. When it's a bit wet at Wangaratta, they tend to sort of get off the fence and come down the middle of the track, which is what she'll do. So if she can improve a couple of lengths again out to a mile, she's a good chance, but found her right price at that sort of 450, 480 mark.
And Wise Dragon won nicely there the other day. Can he make it two on the trot in race number 7?
Oh, he can, but I think he's insanely short, unproven on these sort of conditions. He hasn't won at 2,000 yet. He was a good win the other day, don't get me wrong, but and he can win again today, but he won't be getting any of mine.
All right, then. And tell us a little bit about Fiona. Is she your apprentice?
Yeah, Fiona is a fantastic...
Is it?
Yeah. She's started out riding off the track horses and in Gisborne, and then she started riding a bit of track work for Paddy Payne, and one of her mother's friends had a share in a horse with me, and just got a random message on Twitter one day, do you want an apprentice? And lo and behold, 18 months, sort of 2 years later, she had her first official trials with us and has been right through the system. And she hasn't had too many rides, and she's already ridden 6 or 7 winners, lost her 3 kilo came, and she won on Wise Dragon at a last start. And she's a really, really great asset to our stable. She's a hard worker, and she'll certainly make it as a jockey. She's got a terrific attitude, and it's been a real pleasure. I haven't really had many apprentices, and she's been a pleasure to deal with. So it's great now that owners are supporting her, because she's putting in the hard yards, and she makes her Victorian debut today. She's been unable to get through here with all the border restrictions, so she's got a couple of nice rides to kick it off.
So that's a great story. So she was riding ponies in Gisborne. She got in contact, or her family got in contact with you via social media on Twitter, and then all of a sudden she becomes your apprentice.
Yeah. It's exactly what happened. So,
who needs an apprentice school?
The Victorian apprentice academy is very hard to get into, and she sort of applied down there and didn't look like she was going to get in, and she was pretty keen to start it. And obviously, being Albury's not too far away from home, so she came up, and then obviously coronavirus hit, and she was stuck up here and couldn't get home. And I thought, oh well, this would be a good opportunity to see whether she makes it or breaks it. You know, she was unable to go back and see her family for a long time, and never shirked. She just was full steam ahead, and she's a really, really good young kid. So the powers of social media, it's terrific sometimes.
There's our unsung hero today. We can't interview her on race day because we don't want to put too much pressure on the kid, but let's hope she can ride a couple of winners there at Wangaratta today. Hillsville not far away. We've got an odds-on favourite.
Stay there.
Jack,
I want to play you the trailer there of Frankie
Dettori's documentary
that has
hit the cinemas.
I'm not afraid of losing, as long as I've done things right. This is the story of my life. The competition, the thrill. That's why you do it.
His father, the champion jockey.
He was never happy. Then the bombshell. You're going to England. What? I'm lonely, can't speak the language, getting bullied. Then the reverse happened. We were winning everything. My life changed.
Frankie Dettori over on the far side.
And it's seven for Frankie!
I wasn't satisfied just being a jockey. I wanted to be famous.
Frankie Dettori!
Success came too quick and too easily.
Woo-hoo! Two of Britain's top jockeys were being treated in hospital after the plane they were travelling in crashed.
Set off and the wind caught it.
The whole plane exploded.
Ray was screaming.
He felt helpless, he couldn't save the pilot.
He gives me a completely different approach to life.
I didn't know if I wanted to be a jockey or a family man. And I was doing neither good.
The jockey, Frankie Dettori, is facing a horse racing inquiry.
Frankie Dettori, the most brilliant jockey embroiled in drugs.
People wouldn't touch him.
46 rides without a win.
Really frightening time, I'd say.
Catherine was worried. She burst into tears. Now that we need you, show me how good you are. Now, I'll show you.
This is what he's brilliant at, riding horses better than everybody else.
It's a documentary that I can't wait to watch. And when Catherine said to Frankie, show me how good you are now, and he said, I'll show you how good you are, how good I am. And he went on to reach some great heights after that little bit of controversy, after he got caught up I think he got a ban for taking cocaine there, Mitchie. So it's a documentary that I would love to watch.
I think, yeah, it's inspiration. I mean, for us, you know, Frankie Dettori is that sort of guy that was coming over in the carnivals and riding in the cup and that, but you sort of forget how big of a star. He's a rock star in Europe, and yeah, I can't wait for it. It's very cinematic music going there, got the heart pumping.
Yeah.
So just what I needed driving into the gates of Wangaratta on this beautiful Tuesday. So out soon.
Now, it made me think. Now, I can talk to the producers there of Frankie Dettori, and I think I've got a brilliant documentary for the racing, Australian racing identity. And this is what's inspired me. Roll the tape, Mikey.
We're trying to make professional videos to attract people to the stable. You're sitting on a bucket of towels, right? There's no way I'd give me a horse. That's grim. Come on, big boy. I look lovely in anything.
Oh, my God.
He wants to catch me in my natural environment, so I can't just sit in the office playing Candy Crush all morning. These aren't even my horse, are they? I'm trying to polish turds, pretty much. We're a professional bunch. This horse, the deeper into his preparation he gets, the fatter he's getting.
So that's just a taste of the documentary coming up with Mitchell Beer. It'll be something else. The similarities
are just unparalleled. Yes. Unreal.
Are we getting on the beers today? Have we got a? Here we go. Roll the tape again, Mike.
It is time to get on the beers.
What's the best bet?
Well, I think Medal probably wins.
Yep.
His few gallops have been good. I haven't had him that long, which is probably a blessing. I think he should be winning today.
When was the last time Jamie Richards had a runner at Wangaratta? It's just a moral.
I had a horse once step off the float, and it had come from Peter and Paul Snowden. And no joke, it looked like it should be favourite in the Cox Plate, and it had a few average runs next to its name. And my assistant trainer, Amber, said to me, what are we going to do with this? I said, we're going to nominate it for a race as soon as we can and run it. I said, because there is no way it's going to look this good in 3 or 4 weeks. And sure enough, about 13 days later, it broke its maiden at Albury and was job done. Mitch Beer takes the cream. Happy days.
Yeah, well done. Now, Wodonga Cup.
It's a great business model.
It is a terrific business model. The locker room at the SSNA Albury. On Thursday, the 25th of November from 6 p.m, myself and yourself will be hosting the Wodonga Cup Calcutta. So I'm looking forward to that. It'll be a bit of fun.
They reckon I had a message through that they nearly had to pre-sale the tickets.
Yep.
It was like the Killers concert that are touring next year. So you've got to register your interest and then you'll go in the ballot for a ticket.
Yes, it should be a lot of fun. You can just rock up. Now, tell us about the venue.
Well, you could do that as well, but it'd be much more interesting if you did it the first way.
Yeah, I think Matty Stewart, Maggie Payne will be there as well. We'll have a lot of fun and hopefully we can make some money. I love a Calcutta and it's a great venue there. I think you've just arrived at Wangaratta, is that right?
We're here, yep. But no, looking forward to giving the RSN crew a tour of the border.
Yep.
Hope you've got nothing planned for the weekend.
No, looking forward to it. And plus, we'll have a Chinese type of review with one of the restaurants there after the Wodonga Cup. Plus, we'll be there live there on track there at Wodonga as well. So looking forward to it.
Now, big couple of days.
Big couple of days. Good luck today, Mitchie. Make sure you check out the Wangaratta Canteen and have a report for us for next week. That'll be much appreciated.
I will. Good on you, guys.
Good on you, mate.
Happy punting.
Merry Christmas. There we go. Great to catch up with Mitchell Beer right on 12 o'clock. The